Our guest at this time is Preston Benton, who is a new member to the Ripon School Board. And you're what, 18, is it?
I just turned 19 on 19. April 14th.
That's pretty young to be running for school board, isn't it?
Yeah, so I declared at the age of 18. I was sworn in at the age of 19.
What was it that made you decide to run for the school board?
I think just having a youth perspective on things and being so young and fresh out of the education system really provides that firsthand knowledge of what we need to do in order to, you know, move our school district in the right direction. And working alongside some great people, you know, on the Board of Education and Ron Rivard, who is great, you know, I think we're really going to be able to get some great things done. Everybody brings something special to the table, and I think on my end, I just get to bring that fresh perspective.
Okay, so you're wearing a Ripon Tigers hoodie, so I'm guessing you're a product of the school district then?
I am. I graduated in May of last year.
And how did you feel about the education they provided you?
I wasn't a fan of math. No, I'm just kidding.
Who is? There are some that are, yeah.
Yeah, no. I honestly thought it was great. Obviously, things like 4K and kindergarten, that's all a blur at this point. But as far as middle school and high school went, I mean, if it hadn't been for my middle school social studies teacher, Mrs. Chakowski, you know, teaching us about the history of the White House and the Civil War and things of that sort, I wouldn't have gained an interest in American politics. And, you know, things like when we dissected frogs in science, like just those things kept me so engaged over time. And then moving into high school, you know, Jim Cardinal teaching us about American politics and Daniel Jonas teaching us about, you know, world history and social studies. Like, overall, it was a great experience. I'd rate it 10 out of 10.
All right. So now you're a freshman at Ripon College.
That is correct.
What are you – boy, this is a question you'll get a lot. What are you majoring in?
I'm happy you asked. So I am a double major in political science and communication with a double minor in law and philosophy.
Okay. So your career perspective then is what? What are you aiming for?
That's a good question.
You've got time to decide,
yeah,
obviously.
Absolutely.
So.
Truth be told, I'm between a couple of things right now. I kind of want to go to UW-Madison, to the La Follette School of Policy for a dual degree in policy, MPA, Masters of Public Administration or Policy Administration, and then my Juris Doctorate, or simply just going to UW-Oshkosh just to get my Master's of Public Administration and go into city management and public work.
Okay. Have you entertained any thoughts about a possible internship while you're in school?
Yes. So my first semester of college, I did actually intern with the city of Ripon. I interned with Adam Sontag, and during my time there, I gained a lot of firsthand insight into things like running a council, how municipalities worked. I worked very closely with our former city clerk. I got to work with our utilities manager. So I gained a lot of experience into what it takes to run a city.
And that didn't discourage you from running for school board then?
No, it did not. It actually kind of pushed me to run because I saw what it took, and I was like, you know what? I think I have what it takes. Let's try it and see what happens.
So they had the reorganization meeting. What kind of a greeting did you get from your fellow school board members?
Overall, they're very nice people. I think that's the best way to put it. They were very welcoming. I think they know that I'm young and slightly inexperienced to this. You know, it's a learning ball for everybody, especially mm-hmm. at the local level. You have to spend a little bit of time getting to know the system before you can actually play the game. And so they seem nothing but understanding that, you know, it seems like they all just kind of want to give me a little bit of their knowledge and kind of help me become a good board member.
Okay. Now, you represent a couple of firsts for your family. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. So I'm a first-generation high school graduate. So class of 2025 from Ripon High School. I was the first person in my family to graduate from high school alongside my brother Dalton, who actually graduated the same year as me. And then flash forward to now, I am a first-generation college student. And actually, one of my grandmothers did go to college for a semester, but she did not return. So I guess the best way to put it is I am a first-generation returning college student.
We're going with a technicality here. Yes, so, yes. Okay. How do your folks feel about you serving on the school board?
They were a little concerned about me stretching myself a little too thin mm-hmm. when it comes to college work. I also serve on the League of Women Voters board here in the Ripon area. I'm the secretary of the Student Senate over at the college. I do research for one of my professors. So they were hesitant to vote for me. One of them even said, if I vote for you, I'm just enabling you. So, but now that they see where I am and the level of work it takes, they're a little more at ease. Obviously, I'm fully committed to the school board and everything that comes with it, but it doesn't compare to being a full-time congressman, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it seems that you've got a full plate from what you just described.
Yeah.
So you can get it all done, right?
I can. I've been working on it, although sometimes those meeting minutes from our Senate sessions are a little late and senators aren't too happy.
How do your fellow college students feel about you serving on the school board? Do they razz you about it a little bit? Or?
Last night was my final class of the semester in American Public Policy Promise, Process, and Performance. I got the name right.
Wow.
With Dr. Henrik Schatzinger. And as I went up to give my final presentation, I actually talked about unequal school funding throughout the United States. That was my final presentation. And a lot of the questions that I received after the presentation from my fellow students revolved around, well, you're on the school board, how would you handle XYZ? Or since you're on the school board, how does this skew your perspective on XYZ? Things like that. So most of the questions I got last night about my final presentation actually related to me being on the school board.
That being said, that the school district is going through a referendum this November, so
that is
talking
true.
About unequal funding, so, right.
That is true, yeah. I actually just attended a listening session yesterday at Ripon High School with our Ripon High School staff. Staff members are going to be filling out surveys and expressing where they think funding should be allocated for this referendum, but it mostly looks like it will go towards operational costs. This includes things like salaries and benefits, technology, and supplies, and a plethora of other things that, you know, help our schools run on a day-to-day basis.
Okay. Well, congratulations on your election to the school board.
Thank you.
Good luck on the very full schedule you're going to have.
It's going to be fun.
Hopefully things work out for you.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Preston Benton, who is a member of the Ripon Area School District Board of Education.